This is Ozarks at Large. Meredith Martin Moats has spent time the past few months reading and then recommending books about Arkansas. Many of her recent picks have been books still available but published years ago. But her latest selection, Yonder Mountain, an Ozarks anthology, was published this year by the University of Arkansas Press. She says it's an all-star collection of essays, fiction, and poems that's well worth a reader's time.
In April of this year, the University of Arkansas Press released the book Yonder Mountain, an Ozarks anthology. A collection of writings by Ozark authors both past and present, this 209-page compilation features a mixture of both fiction and nonfiction pieces and pays homage to the 1981 publication Ozark, Ozark, A Hillside Reader. Compiled by poet Miller Williams, that original collection, now 32 years old, is revered for showcasing a diversity of writing styles that capture both the history and the changing landscape of the region. Writing in the introduction to this new publication, Anthony Priest, raised on a farm near Ebenezer, Missouri, and now an associate professor and chair of the English department at Missouri State University, strives to build on the strength of that original collection, which he argues, quote, renders not just the physical, but also the metaphorical landscape that binds us together in the flow of human experience, even beyond bioregionalism, end quote. This new collection features a diversity of writers born between 1929 and 1989. In some cases, the original authors receive a repeat inclusion, while others are younger and just beginning their careers. Some were born in the Ozarks, others are transplants. Historian and folklorist Brooke Blevins, for example, writes about the history of the infamous dog patch, including the marketing of the Arkansas hillbilly image and the park's short-lived connection to Orville Faubus, in the essay Jethro and Abner, an Arkansas Counterculture. Much-loved Ozark novelist the late Donald Harrington draws on his infamous Ingledew characters in the short piece Telling Time, a bittersweet and humorous look at two old-time storytellers from his mythical Ozark town of Staymore. Sarah Burge, originally of West Plains, Missouri, writes of her grandmother killing chickens in the poem Sacraments. Quote, swung them around and whipped them like a wet towel, white feathers bursting into the springtime twilight like champagne, end quote. Meredith Sisko, storyteller, singer, and consultant for the Oscar-nominated film Winter's Bone, discusses her memories of growing up in small-town Ozarks, admitting that she, quote, likes to tell it not how it is, but as I remember it, end quote. And Michael Burns, a founder of the creative writing program at Missouri State University, writes of his father in the poem Sweet Potatoes, recalling a boyhood accident in which he cut his finger on glass buried deep in the garden soil. He touches the scar on his hand and digs up the potatoes in his current garden while his mind wanders to the man who taught him how to plant. In a measured piece that hints at longing and grief, the poem concludes, quote, I must be about as old now as he was then, end quote. Other well-known names in the collection include Roy Reed, James Whitehead, and Miller Williams. One of the most striking pieces comes from historian Bonnie Steppenhoff, a woman with a long background in Civilian Conservation Corps research. While on sabbatical in the Ozark National Scenic Riverways, researching an old state park created by the CCC, she kept a journal, which later became published under the title Big Spring Autumn. Spending time near Big Spring in Carter County, Missouri, Steppenhoff writes about the cool water springs and humanity's endless attempts to control nature. Writing in response to the park's efforts to control the flow of the springs, she offers up this passage, quote, this painterly view of nature may have been better than the purely utilitarian idea that nature exists for man's economic benefit. But is there another possible view? Does nature have to be pretty if it is not useful? Can it just be? Can people find a way to see nature as something truly separate from themselves, as something deeply nonconforming and fundamentally wild? And then, can they see themselves as part of that? Yonder Mountain, an Ozarks anthology edited by Anthony Priest, is available through the University of Arkansas Press. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Moats.
Meredith Martin Moats is the director for the McElroy House in Yell County, an organization for folklife, oral history, and community action. You can read more from her at the blog BoiledDownJuice.com. She reviewed the book Yonder Mountain, an Ozarks anthology published by the University of Arkansas Press.